Some of the topics we're learning about today include more discussion about binyan stira related to structures and to kalim, and in which cases one may dismantle a structure on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Permitted and forbidden methods of preparing and lighting fires on Yom Tov. Permitted and forbidden methods of different activities on Yom Tov, such as creating and fashioning wicks, preparing a temporary structure, clearing an oven of debris, and various other halachas related to permissible and forbidden actions on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we learn about include Gemar Malacha Lekabel Tumah. As a general rule, a utensil is considered ready to receive Tumah only after it is completely finished. Our Gemara brings a machlekes between Reb Meir and Yeshua whether a clay utensil must be fired in a kiln to be considered Nigmar Malachtoi and therefore Roy Lekabel Tumah. Masa Hazav. A Zav, Zava, Nida, Yaledis can all cause Tumah to a person or object through Hesed by moving, carrying, or causing to move the person or object. This type of tumah is unique to the zav, zava, nida, yoledes. Tikkun mana is a derivative of the malacha of makah bepatish and refers to any action that brings about the completion of any production process of any item. Tikkun mana is forbidden on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and our Gemara brings many cases of items which are forbidden because of tikkun mana on Yom Tov.